Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online from KC.
While I'm walking, listening to my book or whatever, and I'm thinking, like, politics don't really matter to the culture unless you trying to take over or get more involved to change the current government. It doesn't matter in the sense of if you're trying to or looking to create your own governmental rules and governing system and are going to do it that way. Now, these two things kind of work together because, as history has proven and shown, you cannot build something separate without the acceptance of the people that's already in charge. Because every time we try to build our own, they come tear our shit down, blow it up. Goddamn, we don't want y'all build nothing on y'all own. You gotta do it this way in our system. So in order to even create your own system, you honestly need to desperately have some type of implications of being in the current system, so that old system will allow the new system and protect it in a way that nobody can destroy it violently because they just don't like the fact that we coming up again. You know what I'm saying? So it's the reason why coming together as a black community to do things differently, even if it's not everybody initially, is important and is difficult because you really have to be strategic about it. You really have to kind of, like, you know, balance, okay, this is where we are currently, this is how things are currently, but this is how we would like for things to be. These are the things that we want to see changed, and in order for them, these things to be changed, then these are the things that have to be done in order for that to happen. So oftentimes we only look at things from a certain way, but when you strategically plan, then that means that you are sometimes working several plans simultaneously, which will allow for everything to come together collectively eventually. But sometimes it takes doing one thing at a time. Like, you might, a lot of people be like, oh, I'm multitasking, I'm doing everything at once. That's cool, but sometimes you may need to do one thing fully and thoroughly, and then that allows the next thing to be done more effectively, versus if you trying to do two things simultaneously and one of them is reliant, dependent, or contingent upon the other one, then you are cheating yourself from getting the full grasp of one step to the next step versus trying to do them all at the same damn time. So when you strategically plan, it always takes revisioning and reassessing and then recalculating even how things should be done, where things should be tweaked, until you get a system in place that can't be beat. And then, you know, like, it lessens your chance for defeat. When you get a plan and a strategy that works, even then you still have to go back and review steps to make sure that everything is always still relevant, because sometimes some things may have worked in one season or with one person, and then the next season with another person, it'd be the whole totally different goddamn opposite of what you was hoping would happen if you was able to connect with, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Whatever the situation is, it could change. Like, you might be able to start something in one instance and it do well, don't have no problems, you know what I'm saying, knock it out the park. You may be able to meet somebody, and the first time, everything just right, everything in alignment. But then after that, trying to find others or other things, other situations that can mimic the same results is hard, because no person, no situation, no circumstance come about the exact same way. So that's where you got to strategically plan how to move forward and to move ahead. Even with politics, like I've always said, in order to see the change in the world that we want to see, we can't just talk about going to go vote. We got to put people in office that can help change the narrative as it's written, you know what I'm saying, and rewrite it to something different. But just voting is not going to do it. We need people in office. But in order to have the right people in office, my biggest thing is having people that can't be bought, people that won't be swayed because a little money is thrown their way, people that value God and spirit and unity more than they value money. And that shit right there is something hard to come by, in addition to being educated and knowing things that are relevant. Or sometimes you ain't even gotta know this shit. You just gotta have the right people on your team who know the shit. It's like a CEO to say, a person that dropped out of college to say, I don't got a degree, but I'm the CEO. But I got my multi-billion-dollar company. I got all the people with degrees working for me. You know what I'm saying? They my workers, but I didn't go get the training that they need, that they had. Same. But in this case, with politics, you need somebody that's knowledgeable and got people they can listen to. Or in whatever we're building for the culture moving forward, you got to have people that, you know, like, get their minds right. Hopefully, more people that's healed and either have dealt with their shit or have accepted where they are with it and have been able to use the lessons to still build. Because you might not always be okay with whatever is going on or whatever comes your way, but you got to be able to make the adjustment and understand and learn a lesson, so that if nothing else, you learn something from whatever it is that you're experiencing. So what I see overall when I see politics, this is a pretty leaf. What I see is, you know, over time, a lot of people don't learn. They just take the word of the people that's in charge or the people that look like they're trying to take the lead, and then they criticize whoever leading it. They don't do it based on what they think it should be. But instead of making sure that you was supporting the right people, they just support anybody. That's how people get scammed, and you realize that motherfuckers be liars and shit, but they be trying to make it look good. Especially right now in this motherfucking COVID shit, you know, motherfuckers getting all these goddamn, they're using the resources that was provided, because without it, they wouldn't have been able to goddamn survive. And that's nothing wrong with that, if that's really your situation. I think it's just funny when people try to profit like they're doing so well on their own, like without something that was pre-COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was you doing pre-COVID? And then, you know, how is that flourish for you? Because anybody even fronting right now, eventually that shit gonna catch up with them too. But the goal is to pray for people so that even when they fuck themselves up, whatever it is that they do, you still pray that God bless them so they can leave you the fuck alone and stop hating on you. You know what I mean? So, but I was really just thinking about politics for real. And how the things that we need is more evident to me at this point. But really speaking on how to do the things that should be done in order to reach the things that we need to see happen for the best of everybody. So I think that's it. People over here. So stop talking and cut this short. I gotta go.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey, Dr. Casey to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.